support, fam. You know what time it is. Let's get into this. All right, what's up, horror fam?
What's up?
Brian and JT in the house again.
Been a long time.
What's up, brother?
What's up? I'm tell you, busy.
I ain't talked to your ass in a week or so.
Trying to get a life together.
Get a life.
Trying to get everything to blend and mesh and work, and it's just been hectic.
But, oh, that shit's impossible.
You know, it's especially, you know, got two kids. You know, both parents got full-time jobs, and it's just constant, you know. So, but anyways, enough of that crap. Yeah, just been busy, man. I have been watching some stuff, been looking into some things and stuff like that, so that's all good. And
I've been watching weird shit,
man.
You know.
What?
Well, like a lot of series stuff. Dude, this is not horror related by no means, but have you seen the series The Warrior? It was a Cinemax thing. They just released it on Netflix last week or week before last. And there's three seasons out right now. And basically, what it's about is Chinatown in San Francisco back in like the, 1920s, 1930s.
Right.
And these Chinese people come over on a boat. Well, one of them's like a complete fucking badass. And the whole gist of the first few episodes is he came to America. He's looking for his sister. And he's like, it's almost like watching the old Kung Fu series.
Okay.
I mean, the guy's a complete badass, you know, gets off the boat. He ends up joining this this gang called the Tao. And there's two rival gangs. Well, there's actually three, but there's two main gangs that are in Chinatown. And it's about their war between each other. And there's a lot of love story and a lot of nudity, which is what drew me into it.
You cut my attention.
I was like, you know, my wife and I are watching this, and I'm like, God damn, there's a lot of nudity in this. And my wife's like, yeah, it's a little much.
Well, if you think about it, though, I mean, back in those times,
But like, you know, then it, like one of the main characters is the sergeant for the police force, and he's not really a good cop, but he's not necessarily bad either, you know?
Right.
He's, you know,
well,
he's not on the up and up. You're growling over there,
my
dude.
My belly's a growling.
He's not necessarily on the up and up, but he is, I think deep down he's a good guy, but he's like doing some shady shit, you know? And man, it's been a really cool series. We're about five or six episodes into it, and a lot of gore.
Okay.
I mean, people getting cut up and fucking beat to death.
Nice. And, wire, know. A lot of wire foo.
Yeah.
I mean, I fucking love martial arts movies and stuff.
Oh yeah, like that, so. Dude, I think you'd dig this, man. If you watch it,
I'll check it out.
It's called The Warrior. It's not horror related. It's one of the things we've been watching.
I've been waiting for fucking Witcher's new season to come out.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
God dang,
yeah.
I love that freaking show. I like it, man.
We watched the first season of it, and we haven't went past that yet.
Right.
There's so much stuff on, you know.
Right. That's the whole thing, is that, you know, you got to prioritize what you're going to watch and what you're not going to watch. And
yeah.
But like that one I've been waiting on, dude. It's what?
I've been
three
watching.
Seasons, I think.
Go ahead.
I think it's three seasons.
Yeah. They just released the third season.
But yeah, and I think I've already watched all the way through that. Like, I like Henry Cavill, however you want to say his name. I really love the way he did that character.
Yeah.
Like, I think he killed that shit. And, that's probably,
he was awesome in the first season, man.
I was
really impressed with that.
You know, talk about some stuff. So, I just made you watch something. So, and I actually want to talk about this because I've watched this trailer probably about 30 times.
Okay.
So
let me start out with this. I have been avoiding this trailer like the plague. And the reason why is because I absolutely fucking adore the original movie. And I was like, you can't fucking do this. You can't do this. You can't,
you know, talking about The Crow, of course.
I'm fucking dead set against most remakes. And what we're talking about is the remake of The Crow. I absolutely love the first movie. I love every fucking thing about it.
It's one of my top five.
There's only one thing about that movie that I really can't stand, and that's probably the ending credits. Cause I just, it's just such a kick ass movie, you know? But I will say this, I was intrigued with this because of Bill Skarsgård. I think he's a fantastic actor. I love a lot of the stuff that he does. You know, of course he played Pennywise. He was in that series Hemlock Grove. He's been in Castle Rock. He's done a bunch of stuff, and we're not even going to get into his brother. I really dig Bill Skarsgård, but man, I avoided this trailer like the plague because I was like, I don't want to see it. Now that Ryan has forced me to watch this trailer, I'm pretty excited to see this movie because it's a different, it's kind of the same story, but it's different. You know, it's not like they're trying to remake it. Is the way it felt like to me. It's like they're telling a different story, but it's the same aspect, that same dark love never dies. You're going to come back from the dead to fight for the woman you love. Right. And in this movie, by what we get from the trailer, apparently he may be able to save her at the end of the movie, which is different from the original. In the original, he knew there was no, she was gone. He knew he was not going to be able to save her. And in this movie, it seems like she is stuck between our reality and death. She's stuck in purgatory. And I think from what they were alluding to in this trailer is he's going to be able to save her.
Yeah, I don't.
And that really excites me.
Something so. We all know I love this. I love the original Crow. I just watched it the other day again. It's like one of my, it's in my top five, and it's like high on my list of my top five of all time, period, movies that I love. Brandon Lee, of course, fucking just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Killed that shit in that movie. The way they filmed the original. We've talked about it a million times. It's a great film.
What was his name? Draven?
Eric Draven.
Which, yeah, I couldn't remember the first name.
Which is the same name as the same characters in this movie.
Right, right.
Which is what a lot of people get hooked on. They're like, man, they should have just gave them different names and
did
made
somebody
it,
new.
Like they did with the other ones.
But no, they did
like two or three other ones.
With this, they're doing a retelling of correct. The same story.
So, that being said, like I told you, when I first watched this thing, someone posted it on Land of the Creeps page. And they're like, hey, check this out. Yeah, shout out over there, everybody.
LOTC for life.
Love you guys. They put it up, and my initial thing was, this is just fucking awful. That was my initial reaction to it because I'm a huge fan of the original. That being said, I've watched this, like I said, about 30 times, and it's growing on me. I like the music I've heard in it so far.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
the original had a killer soundtrack. Oh, yeah.
Well, and it's just the whole atmosphere.
Yeah.
But can't judge this movie 100% yet until I've seen it. You know what I'm saying? But I liked what I've seen, like as far as like the gore in it, the scenes that are fucking really pretty fucking brutal. Something I do like that they didn't do in the first one, which is the one thing I didn't. That I just being a fucking, you know, movie connoisseur,
mm-hmm.
Something I didn't necessarily agree with, but it is what it is the fact that Eric come back a year later, perfect condition.
Right.
Body not deteriorating, nothing wrong, all that jazz. In this one, he is like literally comes right back. Because he wakes up in the back in the room where they got killed at. From what it looks like in the preview.
Right, right.
So he is
And actually, it could be different. I mean, it could be. It could
but from what I've seen, from what I'm getting from the preview, is that he literally comes back, like, right, you know, which would make more sense.
I'm back from the dead, baby.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give it, you know, I'm definitely going to watch it, of course. You know, I just...
oh, yeah, I'm absolutely going to watch it.
Just don't get it twisted. I'm going to watch it, and I'm probably going to enjoy it, but it will not be better than the original.
We'll see.
No, there's no we will see. There is no we will see. It may be better for you guys.
There's very few remakes that I feel are better than the original. Well, there are a couple.
For sure.
There are a couple.
But, I mean, and everyone has their own preference in movies. And I'm going to tell you how I feel about it, but it's cool. You guys can do what you want to do. We'll do what we want to do. And everyone has that's what's great about everybody.
What the fuck you want.
Exactly. We have our own opinions on shit. But I'm still going to show love and watch it for the genre. You know what I mean? Got to keep it going.
Got to keep it real.
Because, I mean, there's not a whole lot coming out anymore. So we got to go out and show support for these movies when they're made. You know what I mean?
Well, and it's weird because a lot of the stuff that's coming out, it's not getting major theatrical releases.
Right.
For instance, I just found out the new Salem's Lot, straight to streaming.
Yeah.
It's not going to the theater. Another one that's coming out, and I am excited for this movie, comes out next week on Shudder, is The Devil Comes to Late Night. Ooh. I don't know if you've seen the trailer for that. It looks really good. Really good. It is very 70 horror-ish looking film. And
Yes, I have seen that
trailer. Yeah. It's a Shudder exclusive and comes out next weekend, next Friday, I think. I'm excited to see that.
You know, it's crazy, man. I was just driving past the movie theater a couple days ago with the family, and we took the kids out for child guardian dance, you know, so it'd be mother, father, or, you know, father, daughter, son, mother dance thing, you know. So we took the kids down there. I videotaped so mom could dance with both the boys and stuff, you know. It was great. Fun time. But I drove past the movie theater. We went out to got some Mexican right after that. And
that's where the horror comes in.
Yeah, no, the story. Like, tell you what, man. Shout out El Magay and Rala, dude. I have never had fucking ever. Have I had a bad experience with the food there ever?
Me either.
Food has always been on point. It's all they're consistent, yeah, constant. But anyways,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, shout out, man. Love that place.
Which is why they're packed all the time. But anyways, drove past the theater and I was like, damn, I couldn't even tell you what's playing or what's even coming out because there's nothing coming out anymore. So
there's nothing big happening right now.
Well, and that's mainly because of what fucking Hollywood's doing.
Well, you know, Hollywood's been on a strike for what? Fucking 2 years or something like that?
Yeah, well, a lot of people are making movies.
It may not have been that long, but a lot of your indie directors are still got movies coming out.
Right.
And Ryan and I, last week, got the pleasure. We were contacted by Strike Media, and they sent us a brand new Hammer film, which for you horror fans, you know Hammer.
That's right.
Hammer time. They sent us the new Hammer film, Dr. Jekyll, starring Eddie Izzard and Scott Chambers. We did a little review on that for them, and fucking cool movie, dude.
Very interesting.
It was very fun watch. It should be out on I'm not sure if it came out on DVD last week, but
it came out last
week. I think it came out streaming last week. We got to do a little review on that and it was really cool.
You guys definitely really check it out, show some support, download it or like it, whatever you can do to help
support absolutely
the indie directors. And right, all the.
I mean, Hammer's not necessarily indie. Right. I mean, but they kind of are. You know, Hammer's changed hands quite a few times over the past few years. But they're still putting out. I mean, like this movie, it still felt like them old school Hammer films. You know, I mean, it was cool watch. I was excited, man.
The camera work was great. Acting was great.
Really, you'll have to go check that out. That that episode is coming out real soon. It'll be out before you see this one.
Probably.
Maybe.
Maybe not. But, you know, either way.
They may go out at the same time. Correct. So go check that out.
That is correct. Because we got to get something out.
Yeah. Got to get it out.
But no.
You got hate in your heart? Let it out.
Let it out. But no, I mean, I just, you know, it sucks because, like, the movie theater thing is going away and it sucks, you know. We've talked about this for a while.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of things are going away. My brother-in-law and I today were just had a big long conversation about arcades. Of all things. I mean, I remember when I was a kid going to the arcade, you know.
Dude, I'm telling you, there's a freaking really, actually, they just opened up a really nice one. I can't remember. It's called Main Event. It's in St. Louis somewhere in that area. St. Charles. Okay. St. Charles, St. Peter's area.
All right.
And it's actually very cool.
We got a cool one here called Keep On Gaming.
Yes.
That's the very cool place. I haven't been in there yet. Looks cool. I just haven't had time.
My kids have gone there.
I do know a lot of people that have been there, and they said it's really cool. You know,
we went to that main event with the boys up there in St. Peter, dude. I think it's in St. Peter's or St. Charles, one of them. But anyways, it was really cool, dude. They had like 20 of the like glow in the dark fluorescent bowling lanes and stuff.
Okay,
like that.
Cool.
You know, that shit. Then they had a huge fucking arcade area with a bunch of different virtual reality games, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And then they had a fucking adult area. It was a bar, full bar, pool tables, all that stuff.
Nice.
All glassed in, but you see everything that's going on.
Get drunk and play Time Crisis.
Dude, really cool place. Really cool place. But, so, when we can't support any type of, you know, horror, you know, anything like that, we have to get it together as the genre, as our horror fam, and we have to support these guys. That way, it keeps going, and we maybe, hopefully, down the road, you know, Hollywood pulls their thumbs out their asses and fucking starts doing something. You know what I mean? But who knows? What are you dicking around with here?
Well, I was trying to.
He's trying to do
something. Trying to get over here so I could do something.
He's trying to multitask things.
I kind of am.
He thinks he's a
multitasker. Because I wanted to look at something here.
He thinks he's a multitasker, guys.
So I'm moving my screens around here so I can.
But actually, I've been digging into a lot of older horror stuff, trying to find things I haven't seen. I downloaded this thing. It's called Fossum Horror. So Fossum it's an app, and they have
I've heard that name before.
Fossum like westerns, Fossum action, Fossum whatever. But I
Fossum County Blues or something.
Stuck Fossum. In Fossum Prison.
Oh, Fossum Prison. Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
I downloaded it, and I've been trying to find some movies that I haven't seen that are older horror movies and stuff like that. Right. Just some shit that I can put out there and give some shout-outs and get people watching some good horror movies. You know what I mean? So what do you got pulled up over here?
So I wanted to give a quick shout-out to our good friends over at Terror on Route 66. They're doing a really cool thing this summer. They're doing a thing called Halfway to Halloween. And if you guys haven't seen it, Terror on Route 66 is a huge haunted house that opened up, I think, 2 years ago in Sullivan, Missouri. And they are doing an event. Like I said, it's called Halfway to Halloween, and it's May 3rd and 4th from 7:30 to 11 each night. It's full access to the haunted house. They're doing food, music, games, movies, monsters, photo ops. They're going to have special guests. It's $20 to get in. Dude, I'm telling you, it would be worth $100 to get in.
That's pretty cool.
Ryan and I did a live remote from there last year, and we were blown away at how good of a haunt this was. I mean, it was
very long
killer. It was definitely worth the price of admission. 100%. And the reason why I'm telling you about this is your boys, Ryan and JT, may be up there. Because they've invited us to come up and hang out with them.
Yeah.
So I think we may do it.
We might do that, guys. Yeah, and it was fun last time we were out there.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool.
It's the haunted house itself is fucking way worth the fucking cost of getting in.
Oh, absolutely.
And the travel time. When we were there last time, I think what the people have said, they were traveling from like all over to, I mean, there was 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 hours.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, there was people from all over the place coming in there.
But it's definitely worth it.
And it's not your typical run of the mill small county haunt. Mm-hmm. You know, this is like professional grade Hollywood style attraction. I mean, I can't say enough about it, man. These people are killing it.
Yep. And killing, you know, it's what did it take us, like 25 minutes to get through there, 30 minutes?
Well, so when I talked to the owner, so this is owned by John Kelly, and I talked to him whenever we were there, and he said he stepped it out and it was 3/4 of a mile
dang,
to walk through this thing. And average walk time through it is around 38 minutes.
Right.
So
yeah, it's like I'm telling you guys, definitely worth the
money. And I mean, it is high quality scare. I mean,
good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really cool. So shout out to them guys. Terror on Route 66. It's 1143 North Service Road, Sullivan, Missouri. Go check them out. If you need some help, just get on our Facebook page. We're always posting stuff from them.
Tell them Horror Chronicle
and,
sent you.
Tell them Horror Chronicle sent you, and they'll invite us back to, I don't know, do something stupid.
Yeah, which we like to do.
Which we're going to go back up there.
We're all about doing stupid things. That's what we do.
But anyway, I just want to get that out there.
No, for sure. Yeah. Awesome. But yeah, man, I've been trying to, I watched a movie that I hadn't seen in a while. It's been a very long time. I was just, while I was folding clothes, trying to freaking find something to watch. I watched, it's called Shudder. And pretty good movie, actually. It's kind of like those, I bet, I haven't looked into it, I probably should, but I bet it's one of those movies that are based off a Chinese or Japanese movie. But basically, it's got the guy from, why am I drawing a blank? It's got the guy from Dawson's Creek, and he's been in a bunch of other stuff.
James Vanderbeek?
Not Vanderbeek, the other guy.
The other guy. The other guy.
I'm such an asshole.
What was it?
It's called Shudder.
S-H-U-D-D-E-R.
Yep. I think it's with T's or D's. I can't remember if it's with a T or D's. It's like for a camera shutter.
Oh.
S-H-U-T-T, right?
T-T-E-R.
There you go. Shudder, yeah.
Shudder from 2004.
Nope.
Oh, 2008. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I smell what you're stepping
smell
in here.
Smell what I'm stepping in here?
Yeah. Shudder, a newly married couple discovers disturbing ghostly images and photographs they develop after a tragic accident. Yeah, I do remember this. The reason why they call it Shudder is because it's camera shutter.
Yeah.
When you started talking about Shudder, I thought you were going all bad and going Shudder Island.
No.
Joshua Jackson is who you're talking about.
Yes. Yes.
It was directed by, you get to say that.
Masayaki?
Yeah.
Ochiya? Yeah. So like I said, but it's actually really good. I actually really enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, man, I haven't seen that in a long time,
I'm not
going
to tell you the whole concept of it, but, you know, if you're looking for something different that you haven't seen in a long time to watch, watch that one, put that one on. Yeah. I watched it on Tubi, I think.
Oh, Tubi.
But yeah, Tubi, Fossum Horror has a bunch of
Van
cool
Vagel
stuff.
Van Vagel TV.
But no, man. Also,
yeah, that's Pearl, a cool one.
Pearl put up a movie that they're coming out. It's a new werewolf movie coming out. it's like Cocaine Werewolf or something like that.
Oh, I did see something about that. Yeah, yeah,
was
yeah.
Like, two of my favorite things. Awesome.
Cocaine and werewolves.
But no, I'm so excited about a new werewolf. I just want a new werewolf movie, man. Yeah. I love werewolf movies. And you don't. I'm trying to think of, and I'm not talking about like, you know, Underworld and stuff like that. I'm talking about like creepy werewolf movies where, you know, like Bad Moon or freaking Silver Bullet, The Howling, of course, American Werewolf in London, but like.
Interesting werewolf movie. There's this movie out there called Howl. And basically what it is it's people on a train. The train breaks down, and then a werewolf comes out of the woods and starts killing these people off.
Oh, dude.
Very cool movie. It's like it popped up like on, I don't know, Prime or something, a couple of years ago or something. I was like, I'll watch this. I was drunk one night and thought, I'll watch this, you know, and ended up being really good.
Must have been a long time ago, because you've been off the sauce for how long now?
Been sober over a year now.
Fucking congratulations, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Let me go back over here and look that up, because it was very interesting. You talking about werewolf movies. Oh, okay. So it came out in 2015.
See, I've been
it's been out a while.
Oh, I've actually
but
seen
this
that,
synopsis says when passengers on a train are attacked by a creature, they must band together in order to survive until morning.
Dude, I'm about to watch that one.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. I mean, it's not a star-studded cast or anything, but it was a decent movie, man.
As long as I can watch a good fucking werewolf movie, man. Like,
you know, there's a lot of I mean, look at the one shot on that.
Oh, that's cool. That's a creepy ass looking werewolf.
Yeah. Almost like Bigfoot. It was cool, man. It was cool. You know, and talking about other movies. What was the one with the vampire on the airplane? Was it Blood Red Sky?
Oh, yeah. Something like that.
I don't even want to say that movie was a low budget, but it was like.
That was the one. Was that the one with the mom and the head?
The mom and yeah. Oh, dude, that movie was excellent.
Every time I got to finish watching. That's something I want to do because I was really enjoying it, but I just got so busy. Is I have to finish watching The Strain.
Oh yeah, dude, by far.
I've only gotten freaking
Blood Red Sky come out in 2021.
Yeah,
and you know, that was at the height of COVID. Actually, I'm pretty sure this was a French-made film because half the cast were speaking in French.
Mm.
You know? But it was still worth a watch. I mean, there was a lot of subtitles going on, but then there was also a lot of English going on.
Well, you gotta think about it. I really thought
it was weird, but...
You know, it's crazy. One of the only movies I've ever watched where it was like had to be...
I know which one you're talking about.
Which one's that?
Train to Busan. Yeah. Yes. That is probably the best, like, foreign non-dubbed film I've ever watched.
You can watch the dubbed version of it, of course.
You can, but, you know, that movie's worth reading.
It's
you know, movie. Because when you're watching, if you watch that movie dubbed, you miss all the inflection in everybody's voices. You know, it's kind of like watching some of the old Argento Italian giallo movies. You know, they're speaking in Italian, but it's dubbed in English, and it's like it sounds
you're not getting that.
So you're not getting that inflection in their voice and the way they, you know, pronounce things. And you know, a lot of times those movies, I'd rather watch the Italian version, you know, than the. But then there's a lot of those movies there is no Italian version. Like, you know, you look at some of those movies, you know, especially ones like John Saxon did a lot of that Italian horror stuff.
Right.
Well, you know, John Saxon's, I mean, he's as American can be, you know, but.
Yeah, I remember one of the first movies I ever seen him in was God dang it.
Enter the Dragon.
Enter Dragon. Yes. For me, because I was, you know, I love martial arts movies growing up. I freaking love all that stuff. So,
but yeah, and then I shit when I saw him in Nightmare on Elm Street,
which is fucking awesome.
I was gonna go down here and look at.
Oh, you're looking at all this shizness?
Well, I was trying to get down here because he did. He was in a movie, God, and I can't remember what the name of it was, that I just watched not too long ago when he was really young. And it was a horror flick that he did.
And the show is coming to a screeching halt.
Starsky and Hutch is what it was. Oh, no, no. Oh, dude, $6 million man.
Violent nipples. I mean, naples.
I remember that. Oh, I forgot he was on Rockford Files. It's not what I'm looking for.
Damn, he did a lot of shit.
There's your Enter the Dragon.
Yeah, Enter the Dragon, man. That's one of my main movies, bro.
Killer.
This guy. Oh, The Sixth Sense? That's a remake, huh? Or that different movie?
Well, that was an episode of...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was on a series that he did.
Okay.
God, what the hell was that? I just watched it the
time
other
to give
night.
Give up.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to give up here.
Give up.
It's probably going to pop up.
Yeah, see that Burke's Law? It's me. Time to give up, fool. Yeah, now we're getting down to
the Evil Eye is what it was. I watched that a few weeks ago, and really good. Now I couldn't believe how young he was, man. Crazy. Ooh,
cray, dog.
Dick Powell.
Oh, the Dick Powell Theater.
But,
oh, shit. No, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just been on an old movie kick here lately. Well, I've been watching, like, the other night I watched The Ghost of Sierra Del Cobre. It's from, like, the, I don't know, 64 or something like that. It's got Martin Landau and some other people in it. And I just, ghost story kind of movie.
It's so funny, like, your definition of, like, old movies and my definition of old movies are so different.
Well, it's like my definition of old underwear and your definition of old underwear.
Yeah, I don't believe
underwear. I have underwear older than you.
I don't believe underwear gets old.
So,
it's a myth. It's a damn conspiracy.
But yeah, I don't know. I've just been watching a lot of old movies here lately. I still really dig that old movie vibe.
You know what sucks is that, like, these new series that are really good, like, people just don't, they're not watching the shit, or they don't mm-hmm. want to pay for the streaming service or whatever it may be, and then they get canceled and you're like, fuck.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that, it's like, oh yeah, like, I remember that series, but
so like
it got canceled.
I haven't finished it yet, but or even getting close to finish it. But like The Strain, how long did that go?
It was 3 seasons, I'm pretty sure.
Did it finish out or did?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Yes. Good. Okay. At least they finished it out. Okay. Good.
But they may not finish it the way you want them to finish it, but they
rushed it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's funny, I say
it's still fucking worth watching all the way to the end. Great series.
I say the same thing about fucking Supernatural because, like, I'm like, oh, they rushed a fucking ending, but I'm like, dude, that was like fucking 16 seasons.
Yeah, yeah.
And like,
you had 16 fucking years to get that right.
Right. Come on, damn it. Well, it's like, in my head, I'm like, they rushed it, but then I'm like thinking about it, like, no, I just literally watched fucking 16 years of fucking TV in 3 months. So it's like, maybe, maybe they didn't rush it. I just kind of felt that way, but it is what it is. But no, I definitely want to finish watching that. Like, I haven't got, I think I'm only like 4 episodes into the first season.
And it was a great series.
I love that series, dude. Man. I mean, it was, from what I've seen so far, I might even go back and start watching it from
I tell you what, that's where I, got a love for Kevin Durant.
Oh, dude, he's been fucking everything.
He was the fucking badass in that,
dude. Like,
and now he's in everything, dude.
Like, I loved, of course, this is one of my guilty pleasure, I guess you say, or whatever you want to say, but Legion.
Oh yeah,
he plays Gabriel. Dude, the way that they made the angels in that movie, like at least Gabriel,
Yeah.
Dude, with the wings, and dude, it was just fucking gnarly,
right? Dude, Kevin Durant was just in something I just watched the other night.
Don't catch him in a lot of things. You're like, oh shit, I didn't even know he was in this movie. You know what I mean? Primal, I'm about to watch that. I don't think I've seen that.
Ballers.
Woo Assassins, that's a good show.
What was that? It was something that...
But I mean, he's just been in so much stuff, of course.
Dude, I really dug that movie, Dark as the Night.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that movie, God, that was fucking so good. So good. But man, he was just on something we just watched.
Here he goes, guys, down another rabbit hole.
Yeah, I don't remember what I don't remember what the hell it was, but oh, I know what it is. I know what it is. And it's a movie that we need to talk about. Have you seen the preview for Abigail? Oh my God, dude. We need to pause the show so you can watch this trailer.
Guys, we're going to be right back. You won't even know we were gone.
We'll be right back. Oh, I can't pause. I got to. Oh, here.
Pause. You guys didn't even know we were gone.
Yeah. They might. I might put that trailer in there.
Dude, that looks fucking excellent.
Yeah, that looks fucking killer. New movie. Kevin Durant's on it. That's why I had him in my head. It's called Abigail. And yeah. You just got to watch the trailer. It looks really good. Most of the horror community have seen it already. What sucks is I don't know that they've given us a release date yet for it.
Looks like it's already.
It looks like it's done.
Yeah, it should be wrapped up and done. So
yeah,
I might want to go to see that in theater if they play it.
Yeah, it looks really good. Really good.
Surely they will with the actor in it, you know. But that looks awesome.
But yeah, what's weird is they don't have him listed. They don't have it listed here for his upcoming Abigail. Oh,
there it is.
What does it tell us about it? Let's see here.
I mean, that freaking
trailer. Let me scroll down here, see if they give us a release date. Did you know?
They usually
date April 19th.
Oh yeah.
So next month.
Nice. Now we got something to look forward to.
Yeah. So finally, a good movie coming to theaters.
Awesome. Yeah, I can't wait to watch that one.
And it's not another Marvel movie.
We're going to have to go see that one in theater.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. But yeah, man, I'm just glad that, you know, there's some good stuff coming out. I actually watched, I've been trying to watch them. I really like the way that they've done like some of the Goosebumps and
dude, that new Goosebumps series was really good.
Yes, and so is really Are You Afraid of the Dark? It just seems like no one watches that stuff anymore. No one wants their kids to watch it. They just put their kids on YouTube and let them go, you know.
I'd be begging my kids to watch it.
Well, my kids love watching stuff like that.
You know, I like when they do, you know, for us it's a little weird, but I like when they do horror stuff that's themed towards kids.
Yeah, because
it's not so
gory or freaking
gory or right. Which for me, a lot of the movies that I really, really love, there's not a lot of gore in them. Halloween, you know, there's hardly any blood in that movie, you know. I like the creep factor of films, you know. One of my favorite movies, The Legend of Hell House. There's hardly any gore in it at all. Well, there's no gore. There's very little blood.
Right. I think it's just certain genres and things. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm partial to ghost stories, you know. So, I mean, that's the kind of movies I seek out.
I do like ghosts. Of course, I love paranormal stuff. But I'm a big fucking good versus evil battle. I like that's why I love Legion.
Yeah.
I dislike that fucking battle.
The Devil's Conspiracy.
Yes.
Dude, that was really good.
The Dark Tower.
Dark Tower, yeah.
Love that movie, man. We just watched that the other night.
Somebody put up a post I saw on... don't mean to keep throwing them out there, but Land of the Creeps the other night about the new Stand series. They haven't watched it yet. Mm-hmm. I remember the original series, but you know, I only watched it once years and years ago when it came out. I watched the new Stand series a couple years ago, I guess. It hit one of my streaming services, probably Hulu or something, and I binged the whole thing, and it was really good.
I'm about to watch that.
Yeah.
I want to say I caught
it. I liked it better than the original.
I'm going to watch it then. Because that's been a while since I've seen. And I like that kind of stuff. You know, I like apocalyptic shit. I like fucking all that jazz. Right. We watched Blade Trinity last night. I love Blades.
God, I haven't seen that in forever.
That's one of my wife's favorite movie. Well, favorite Blade movie and shit like that. She loved that movie.
See, and I love the first one.
Great
the
film.
The first one was just...
Oh, Blade Trinity gets funny. You know,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, he's hilarious, you know? Fucking... But
you seen my dog?
Have you checked the lobby? Have you checked the lobby? And when he's talking to they're running Blade through everything, and he's like talking to about the chick, vampire chick that he knew. He's like, and this little lass here, unlike most vampires, her teeth inside located inside her vagina.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. You know, and honestly, it's funny the way Hollywood is. I'm surprised that Marvel hasn't remade that. But, you know, how are you going to replace Wesley Snipes in that
right.
role?
It's kind of like most things.
Perfect
like,
for that.
You know, it's one of those deals. Now there's a big thing going around in the horror movie world and all the Facebook pages and things that I'm on about who's going to play Krueger. Like they want to remake
Kevin Bacon.
Well, it's Kevin Bacon, and there was another person.
Robert Englund actually wanted Kevin Bacon to do it.
Yes. There was another person that
would still be weird.
Right. It's the voice, man. It's just that iconic fucking mannerisms, the voice. It's just one of those things. I think Kevin Bacon could probably pull it off.
Yeah. Kevin Bacon had a movie come out not too long ago where, and I can't remember the name of it, but basically he had like a split personality in this movie. And it was like a psycho drama.
I like that one movie he kinda. Made, fairly newer, was like The Rental or something like that.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
The one where like they go to that, him and his family go. I think it's Kevin Bacon that's in that. They go to this place so he can. They rent like this place, and like there's more to the house than what he's looking outside the house. He's like,
there's so much. I think we're talking about the same movie.
Oh, are we?
I think so. let me go over here and look old Kevin up. Let me get him in there.
Yeah, because it was saying something about like.
Because I can't remember the name of that. God, there's probably 100 people out there. Probably not even 100 people.
There's probably a person out there going, yeah, look this shit up.
Yeah. they're probably like, hey, dumbass, it's this. Yeah, and I just watched it not too long ago. Oh, it was Footloose. That's what I was thinking of.
Let's dance.
Let's see. What was it? Oh, Leave the World Behind was, I don't know. I didn't really care for it too much. Oh, They and Them is the movie I was thinking of.
Oh, They Them?
They Them.
I haven't watched that yet.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It came out in 2022.
I think he was in the one I was talking about, but I think it was called like The Rental or something like that. I can't remember when it came out.
Ooh, he's in the new Maxine movie.
Maxine.
I can't wait to see that because I love those first two movies, X and Pearl. Dude, fucking Ty West, man. He does some cool shit, dude.
Hell yeah.
I really fucking dig his stuff.
I really dig.
That and Damien Leone, man. I am so excited for the new Terrifier movie because I love the first two.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, movie. I'm
Toxic
sure,
Avenger.
I'm pretty sure he was in that. Like, I just can't remember. I think it was called like The Rental or some shit like that.
It's funny. 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon was in one episode.
Don't surprise me.
Greatest Kevin Bacon movie?
Tremors.
Yeah, okay. I was gonna go Friday the 13th, but you know,
right? Yeah, my brother messaged me there. He's like, dude, I didn't know Kevin Bacon was in Friday the 13th.
What?
Like, fuck yeah, dog!
What kind of fucking rock has he been living under? Hollow Man was a really good movie too.
Right?
Fucking fuck IMDb with their 5.8. That movie was awesome, dude.
There's a movie. What was that other movie?
What, you think it's called The Rental?
I want to say. I thought it was The Rental, but I could be wrong.
The Rental?
Maybe not.
There's one that came out in 2020.
Yeah, say it was a... I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. It's not Kevin Bacon, though.
Yeah. Someone's probably like, dude, it's this. It's fucking this. Come on, get your shit together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyways, it like...
We'll never get our shit together, and that's what you love about us.
That's right, guys. It'll never fucking happen.
It'll never happen. Never happen.
But anyways, guys, I think we gave you plenty of shit that you guys could check out.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
check out the next, you know, the episodes coming out. Well, I'm telling you to check out an episode before it even hits.
This one will probably come out.
Hey, make sure you check out the episode you're listening to right now.
Make sure you guys have listened to this episode.
Yeah. We got some cool stuff coming out. I think in the next week or two, we're going to do another movie review because we have not sat down to talk about Red Knight at Skies. We've got to get it in the books because for our good friends, Brock Roberts and Chris Grega and Chris Mackey, producer. We've got to get that in the books. Them guys are fantastic, and I love talking about their films.
Right. I want to watch it. So
yeah, absolutely.
We're gonna make that happen soon enough.
So yeah, we're going to get that in. We got a lot of cool stuff coming up the next month or so.
Some changes. I mean, we're trying to work with better
yeah.
stuff. So
I downloaded a program that I can't figure out how to use, and hey, you know,
but it looks better.
So it looks better. Looks like it'll be fun.
A lot more options.
But yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yes, all right, guys. Be expecting some good stuff. It's the ever-changing world of, you know, things you can do with
technology
and stuff like that. Like we it's got to keep up. Plus you got to remember we got lives.
Yeah. I got a job. That's about all I got.
Now I got freaking two kids and a job and fucking, they got fucking taekwondo and
jiu-jitsu. You got a lot of music going on right now, you know, so
right.
And working on a lot of new music. I'm hoping to get in the studio here pretty soon.
I'm working on playing guitar myself, doing a lot better now.
Ryan will not be in the studio with me, but hey.
No.
I don't know. Maybe someday.
I'll be there someday. In spirit.
Hey, what you ought to do is bring your guitar over here, and we'll write an intro.
Yes. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Rock on. Anyways, guys, we love you.
Wild Stallions.
We are Wild Stallions.
Oh, we love you guys.
Thanks for fam for all your support. You know we love you. It's getting late. We're getting slap happy.
Yeah.
But guys, check us out everywhere. TikTok, all that good jazz. I'm trying to do stuff over there. But you guys are doing good enough. We love you. Thank you for all your support. More importantly, as always, until next time,
keep it creepy.